So do you have to keep Shabbos wherever it is throughout the world? In other words, if I'm in New York, do I have to observe Shabbos in New York and Shabbos in Asia? What do I mean? Am I allowed to send an email from New York on my, when it's Matzah Shabbos for me, to, I guess it would be opposite way, when it's Arab Shabbos to me, to India, where it's Shabbos in India? Or, what about vice versa? It's obviously, no, if it's Arab Shabbos here, then it'll be Shabbos in India, right? Or what about Matzah Shabbos me to California, right? What about if I own a factory? I've got I'm a importer of fabrics or whatever it is, of some material from the Far East. So do I, and I have a factory in Asia, do I have to shut that factory on Shabbos? Well, what is Shabbos? Shabbos by them? Shabbos by me? We were discussing this a little bit a few weeks ago. But now, since this week's Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, how do you deal with this? So the simple question, the Gemara doesn't talk about email. You know, and they were smart at the time, the Gemara, they didn't talk about exactly email. They talked about the similar situation. You have an animal. I've got an animal in Asia, and I'm in New York. Where, how do you observe Shabbos for the animal? What does that mean? The halacha is that if you give... Well, first you have to back up. First is halacha, is step one, is that there's halacha that if a Yisrael rents out his animal to a non-Jew, that animal has to not work on Shabbos. Why? Because we know that the Torah says, Shvisas Behemta, right? You have to have your animals have to rest on Shabbos. In addition, Maman Yenuach, Sharcha V'chamorecha Kamocha, says the Mishnah Berurah, that's the Pasuk. It says that your objects, or animals at least, your items have to rest on Shabbos. So now that leads us to the question, well, what Shabbos do your animals need to keep? In other words, if I'm in New York, my animals are in Eretz Yisrael, India, where do they need it? Does it India Shabbos that they need to keep? Or do my animals in India need to keep a New York Shabbos?
So before you just said, if I rent my behemoth to somebody,
yeah,
how can I tell the guy not to?
So don't rent it. So you have to make a deal with them.
And
I don't know. How these businesses do it separate here. I can't worry about the businesses now. You're a good guy, Nochum. You're a Heliga from Jew. And you've got businesses in the Far East. So what are you supposed to do? Your Bema in the Far East is supposed to observe Shabbos. But which Shabbos?
You have a Heliga to rent a car. So if you rent the car to the guard.
Oh, you rent the car. So we have to deal with each one. A car's not a Bema, but let's see.
Sure.
It may be the same thing, maybe the same thing. Not. We need a whole separate chabur for Shvisas Kalim also. Let's make it simple for now. For now, let's do with the behema. We'll extrapolate to other items towards the end. But one second. I just want to know about a behema. So the Levushe Mordechai asked this question. He says, I've got a question. Dibur B'shai was also in Shvisas behema. I've got my animal in another place. I've got susim and paros, etc. But it's a different place. Do you go Basar Gavra? Do you go Basar Shabbos for me in New York? And therefore my animals in India have to observe a New York Shabbos? Or do the animals in India need to observe an Indian Shabbos? In other words, I've got to keep my New York Shabbos, but since my animals are in India, the animals in India need to observe a Indian Shabbos. So, and he writes, what's the halacha? He says, obviously, it's based on the behema, says the Levushe Mordechai. Midakapta Torah l'man yanuach sharcha. It's based on the animal. Lasos nichol behema. You have to do whatever the animal is based upon. That's what he says. So it's according to Levushe Mordechai, it's completely based on the animal. And he continues. He says the proof is, because what does it say after behemtecha? What else is in that pasuk? No? L'man yanuach sharcha. Yeah, what else? Eved. Eved. So Eved is its own individual. Eved, and he says, has its own possible assay, you're talking about Eved Kanani, an assay to keep Shabbos. So obviously the Eved, your Eved's in India, and you're in New York, so obviously the Eved's going to keep Shabbos for him. So if Eved has to keep his own Shabbos, the Behemah and everything else in the Pasuk would have to keep where that is. That's what the Levushe Mordechai says. He says it's very simple. That's all they need to keep. Comes along the Kinyan Torah, and he says, no way, he disagrees, completely disagrees. He says, Lo nitan ha-Shabbos rak la-bailim. Who has to keep Shabbos? Your ox or you? You need to keep Shabbos for your ox, or you need to make sure your ox is not working. But where... whose Shabbos? Not the ox's Shabbos, your Shabbos. It's based upon you. And therefore, even though your ox is in India, your shor is in India, you need to observe your Shabbos on the ox. Wherever you are, that's what Shabbos goes on the animal. And there's a big dispute. And he writes, he quotes from the Hagos, Admor Ram Migur, and he writes, I'll read you some of his words. He's not sure if someone makes Havdalah after Yom Kippur and then comes along an Of Begamla Parcha, which is basically teleporting. You know, you have some magic carpet which could transport you to a place where there's still Yom Kippur at that point. Or he says, O Ba'avir L'makom She'edenu Yom, or you could somehow go back to a different place. You have a jet which goes faster than, right, supersonic, and you end up in California and it's still Yom Kippur. He says, is anyone going to tell you that you need to observe Yom Kippur still? No, it's based on the person. The person finished his Yom Kippur. It doesn't make a difference. That's what the Kinyan Torah says. Halach L'maisa, the Kinyan Torah paskins. Val Pizeh, he says, Yesh Livshot, Mash Nisalti. Everyone always wants to know this question. Emuter b'matzei Shabbos l'telephone pola America m'beis nachri. Am I in Israel, or I'm in France, I think it was, can I call in France, matzei Shabbos in France, can I call a non-Jew in America? He says, yes. Why? Because it's based on the Bilim. The guy in France finished his Shabbos. Who cares if the Nachri in Shabbos is still in a time zone which is observing Shabbos? It would be totally fine, says the Kinyan Torah, to make that phone call. I don't think the Kinyan Torah was around by the time they had email, but his issue, he was definitely around by telephones. A few years ago, he was Nifter. So that's what the Kinyan Torah paskens. So you have this huge machlokas, the Levushei Mordechai, who says it goes bus or the Behema, and the Kinyan Torah, who says it goes bus or the Bible. Comes along the Chelkas Yaakov, Rav Brish, and it's a little bit confusing because he seems to say one thing in one paragraph and he ends off, he says, let me sum up for you, and he sums up, it seems to be the opposite thing. So I'm just as confused as you are. I'll read it to you. He says, someone asked me this question, if I am in Tzirich, which I think is Zurich, right? Kashachadar B'Tzirich, Zurich, V'yesho Asakim Beis Charoshis or Beis Mischar B'England or New York. You've got a factory in England or New York. Shabbosham Adayin Ovdim B'Iskav. He says, and so for you, Shabbos is over, but for them, you know, sorry, declare Ayo Shabbat. Sorry, Shabbos is already in Zurich, but it's not Shabbos in the other place. He says it should be totally fine. Why? You go based on the place where the item is. Your animal is in a place where it's not Shabbos. It's fine. He says, even if you want, I'll give you another svar. He says, since if I was in that place right now, would I have to keep Shabbos? No, because if I was in the place where my animal is, and for my animals it's not Shabbos yet, even though for me, wherever I am now, it's Shabbos, if I would go to that place, it wouldn't be Shabbos. So therefore, my animal over there doesn't have to observe Shabbos. So that's what he says in one paragraph. But then he writes, and a few paragraphs later, he says, let's say, he's talking about Yom Tov Sheni, but it's the same question. He says, in Shvisas Behemto, Hadas Nota, Dazlinan Makom, Basar Makom Habaylim. He says, it goes wherever the people are and not the animal. So you seem to have a steer in the Chelkas Yaakov, but commerce in Shabbos understands this Chelkas Yaakov in an interesting way. He asks our question. Is a Jew, listen to this Shaila. He says, is it permitted for a Jew to instruct or employ a Gentile to perform a malacha before the onset of Shabbos at the Gentile's location, even when it is already Shabbos at the location of the Jewish employer? So it's Shabbos for you, it's not Shabbos for the Gentile, mutter usser. So he says it depends on what it's based upon. And he says it is permitted for the Gentile to do a malacha on behalf of his Jewish employer, since at the Gentile's location it is not Shabbos. That seems to be paskening that it goes based on the animal, wherever the animal is, or wherever the malacha is being done, the chetza is being done. He says in Mefurish, and he says, and he quotes the svar of the Chelkas Yaakov, and he quotes the Chelkas Yaakov in the footnotes, that says that since if you would be there, you wouldn't have to observe Shabbos, just because my factory is over there, why does my factory have to observe Shabbos? That's what he says. Now, interestingly, the opposite way. What about the Chametz is exactly the exact same Shiloh by Chametz. Exactly. They talk about it. Now, what about the opposite way? So is it permitted for a Jew located in a time zone where it is before or after Shabbos? So you're not Shabbos for you. Can you instruct a Gentile who is located in a time zone where it's still Shabbos? So now this is the LA New York problem. I'm in New York, it's Matzah Shabbos, and I've got a business acquaintance who's in LA. Now can I email them? So what do you think? Should have been that it's usher, right? Should be it's forbidden, because if it goes based on the location of the work, the work is in LA. Now I'm a little bit confused. We have to send him an email, because he could email Rav Kushner, the Mechaber. He says it's usher, but he says it's only a problem of Marisayin. He seems to say that fundamentally it would not be a problem. I guess he says, and he doesn't really explain so much in the footnotes. He quotes the other part of that Chelkas Yaakov, when he quotes a different Chelkas Yaakov, it seems to be a little bit confusing. Which, and he says, well, it goes based on the Bailim. You know, it goes based on where you are. For you, it's not Shabbos. So just because for him, in LA, it's still Shabbos, or the non-Jew is in a time zone where it's Shabbos, he seems to say it's permitted, if not for the Maris Ayin factor. So if it's a private call, you know, if you have a factory in LA, it would be forbidden. But if you have a private person over there, you know, a private phone call, it would be permitted, he seems to to say.
But it could also be Marisayin, because the guy will say, you know, I got the call from that Jew.
I guess so. It could be the Jew. So now you get into...
It depends on who you email.
Correct. Well, up until now we're talking about a Jew, a non-Jew. Now comes the final question. So what about email to a Jew? So I'm in New York. It's Matzah Shabbos. Yeah, this is Halacha L'maisa off the tape. We can tell you more details. But Halacha L'maisa, yeah? So Matzah Shabbos for me. And let's say I want to email, let's do Kansas City. Yeah, Kansas City. So we'll keep it vague. Yes, yeah? So I want to email Kansas City. I want to email Nevada. And now it's Matzah Shabbos. For them, it's still Shabbos. It's 20 minutes after Shabbos for me. For them, it's still Shabbos. Am I allowed to send them an email? So if it's a Jew, you're not allowed to send an email, according to almost all poskim, or non from Jew.
Why?
So no, oh, you're saying a from Jew. Sorry. A from Jew, it would seem to be mutter based in everything we're saying, for sure, assuming he's not going to look, obviously, at the email when he gets an email from you. But if it's a non from Jew, then you have a problem. Now, here's the Shiloh. Here's the newest thing. You have to be up to date, cutting edge. What about with boomerang? This is my new Shiloh now. This new boomerang is that this is something to think about, point to ponder. The new boomerang on Gmail is that you could delay Gmail being sent. But they just came up with a new thing. Someone just showed this to me a few days ago, that you could pause your inbox. So if you know the guy over there has a paused inbox, and it could show the sender, you know, if it's paused or something, or you could tell the sender. So are you allowed to send an email to an irreligious Jew who's got the boomerang, got this paused inbox on or something? So you send it to him on Shabbos, but you don't know when he's going to open it up. So then it's like a more of a suffix. Because if you say people always check their email every second, so then you're for sure causing him to do an avera. But if it's a suffix and you increase the likelihood that he's going to look at that email on Shabbos, so I'm not sure. You can't ever guarantee, because you never know unless you can have a guy's
name.
Oh, so we talked about a few.
Correct.
That, but that may be a Marisayin issue. That may be Marisayin issues. Yeah.
When it's not Shabbos here, it's still Shabbos here.
Yeah, interesting. But that may be.
Websites
are a little bit different. We gave a share about it a few years ago about this issue. But websites may be a little bit different, because it's unclear, first of all, where the website is and if there's Marisayin issues, because anyone could access it. Here we're talking about sending an email, a private email to someone where you don't have any Marisayin issues. It's a big Shiloh. Something, a lot more pages need to be written about the email Shiloh. But the simple pshat is you are allowed to email a non-Jew. You would be allowed to email a religious Jew. The problem is an irreligious Jew seems to be a little bit of a problem. Sure.